questions or problems that will affect not just an individual sister, then I would be willing to cope, use that word, with those questions or problems. In other words, and this is the mind of the church, the need for ongoing doctrinal formation. So then you sisters can provide such assistance to your fellow missionaries of charity. Now what I will do for a few minutes, sister, is just tell you what you have received is what's in this book. This was published for the Internet Eucharistic Congress in Poland. However, it was originally written for the Eucharistic Congress in Seville, Spain. In other words, among the divisions of the Vatican is one division for Eucharistic Congresses. And I've been working with them for about 10 years with that division of the Vatican. And before the Eucharistic Congress in 1992 to commemorate the discovery of the New World, the Holy See called delegates from 40 countries preparing for the Eucharistic Congress in Spain in 1992, and I was told to write a condensed history of Eucharistic adoration. That's what this is. Now, we will have pretty well covered today the Eucharist as a sacrifice of the Mass, and then the closing section of Mysterium Fidei is the different ways in which Christ is present. But the unique way, same word, present, the unique way that Christ is present himself physically, and that word physically is important, is of course Holy Eucharist. Consequently, next week I would like to concentrate on Holy Communion and the Eucharistic adoration. Now, you may ask, as far as you people know, most of you are from India, am I correct? And of course, your mother house is here in Calcutta. Would you know whether in India there is any movement, either among the bishops, or the priests, or the laity, for promoting Eucharistic adoration in the churches? Would you know? Now this is important. I think I told you I was called to Rome in 86 and 88, and I was ordered, explicitly ordered, by the present Pope to everything that I could to promote two things: Eucharistic adoration and Eucharistic education. And I don't think we have any copies. We bought any copies here to Calcutta. But for about 4 years, we had, I think I told you, an international newsletter just for bishops under the direction of the Holy See. In other words, the present Holy Father wants, he really wants, Eucharistic adoration, but has to be joined with Eucharistic education. Now, may I further ask, sisters, I thought I would take last time to ask these questions. You sisters do some catechetics. You also do it in Calcutta, catechetics. You do that? Okay. Okay, in parishes. Now may I ask, whether in Calcutta or elsewhere, do you sisters train lay people as catechists?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm asking? Now that is another directive that I've got from the Holy See. That's why Frank is here. Because it's one thing to give some classes, it's something else to open, you might say, the door to a larger apostolic enterprise. I have been told, and we're doing this, to organize lay catechists. Lay people who are Catholic, of course, and who are then trained. I don't mean through years of study, but trained then to teach the faith to other lay people, especially to families. Now we have about 250 in the United States. We call them Marian catechists. And this is under orders of the Holy See. I may have told some of you this on some occasion. Is anybody here from Africa? And sister, would you know how many Catholics there are in the whole continent of Africa now? Yeah, my latest figure is 74 million. Next question. How many Catholics were there in Africa in 1900? The figures that I got, 450,000, less than 500,000. The most phenomenal, the most successful missionary achievement in the church's history is in Africa. From less than 500,000 to over 70 million. And the main reason for that is that the laity were trained to be catechists. Now these are directives I'm just sharing with you. These are directives that I'm getting from my Vatican superiors. And I've discussed this several times with Mother, and brought it up with Sister Frederick too. And it's entirely up to you. Entirely up to you. However, once you train a person to be a catechist who understands his or her faith, then you multiply your effectiveness many, many times over. And this is what the Protestants have been doing. I misquoted myself a couple of days ago. The annual loss a Roman Catholic, Hispanics,